Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Intern Michelle, kind of a bittersweet time of year for her right now.
Yeah, absolutely. December 2nd was a year that my father passed away. So it's one of those, it's Christmas. And of course, everybody wants to be in the Christmas spirit. And I actually know, I'm sure there's many people out there who face this dilemma where Christmas is supposed to be a happy time. And, you know, if you have kids, you want to make it special and all this stuff. But when you lose somebody that's so dear to your heart that you love so much, it's difficult. Sometimes it's difficult to get in that holiday spirit and, you know, be all excited about Christmas.
Does everything sort of remind you of him, like little things that remind you of traditions or family traditions? Or
my dad was just a big Christmas guy. He was mm-hmm. My dad was old school. He was 45 when he had me. I mean, all the Frank Sinatra, the big band, all that stuff just reminds me of my dad. Very classy, very kind of an Italian mafioso type thing going on with my dad. And he was just he just had this classy thing about him. And so Christmas was big for him. I've traveled throughout my life, and there's one holiday I would never miss is Christmas, because that's just big to, you know, dad. Mm-hmm. That means everything to him. So yeah, there's a lot. There are traditions. There are just the season in general just reminds mm-hmm. me of my father. And last Christmas, he passed away right before Christmas, and it was it was a terrible Christmas. We never had a Christmas without my dad. So, and what do you do? You know, he's the man. He's led the family. So this Christmas is interesting, you know, his anniversary came around and you never know what to expect. And I think people build things up in their mind. You're almost anticipating, waiting for how that day, how you're going to feel, what you're going to go through. It was a great day for me. So I think I kind of made up my mind that day how I was going to kind of deal with Christmas. And that is honor them mm-hmm. and celebrate and live how they would want you to be if they were here.
Mm-hmm. You can tell that she's got sort of, she said her dad had, they had her when he was 45. Mm-hmm. So you could see sort of like in Michelle here is like a 55 or 60 year old man trying to get out of a 29 year old mouth.
I'm my father. I look nothing like my father. I am a splitting image of my mother, but I am my father 1,000%. And I'm an old soul. And as I've grown, I've learned how much of an old soul I am. I totally vibe older people. I just do better than young people. And I'm just so there. And I think, like I said, in this time of the holiday season, you want to remember. It doesn't mean you can't cry. It doesn't mean you can't have emotions and have your moments. But to celebrate a person's life that was so wonderful and so dear to you is the biggest honor, in my opinion. You know, you got to think, like, when I'm gone, I want people to say, this was Michelle. This is how, let's remember her and let's celebrate that life that touched your life so dearly.
When I die, I want people to be in pain for a long time. I want a lot of crying and a lot of, whoa, what are we going to do? How are we going to make it? And I mean for a long, extended period of time.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you have a list of people, too.
I'm sure you do, she said sarcastically.
My dad was 43 when he had me, so I see what you're saying. And he passed away in 2001, and you know, I think that you have evolved from the first year, because anybody that's lost a loved one that close, immediate family, because grandparents are hard and aunts and uncles are hard and cousins are hard. But I mean, your parents and your siblings are the hardest. And so I think that first year is the hardest, because you go through everything. You go through Mother's Day and Father's Day and 4th of July and Christmas and things.
It's always the first.
But then it gets so much easier, because now you can reflect on a time at Christmas when he wasn't there, you know. So of course I think of my father all the time, but I also have experienced several Christmases without him, and now it's not as painful. And also, I think you know, Jen, you talk about how some people, if selfishly, may be depressed, whatever. When you lose a loved one that close to you, you have no idea when it's going to hit you. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, really? He's been gone,
absolutely.
You know, he's been gone, what, 8 years now? And I'm trying to think of the last time I cried about him, but it hits you at the most random moments or the random thoughts. Like, the thing that I hate that I can't talk to him about is politics, the war in Iraq. Mm-hmm. You know, he was a military vet, and we always would talk about world news, and there are times where there's something to come up, I'm like, God, yeah. I wish I could know his opinion.
Here's Brittany. Good morning, Brittany. You're on Q100.
Hi, how are y'all?
Good, thanks.
Good. I just had to call in because I was totally touched by what she said. I just lost my grandmother earlier this year. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
It's okay.
to bone cancer. And she had to raise me. So mm-hmm. what you said was just amazing because that's exactly what I'm going through right now. And I totally needed to hear that. You know, I'm 22 years old and I've been in and out of hospitals for the last 10 years. So to see somebody who's been through the hospitals with me pass away was really hard. But hearing, you know, that you were okay with it and that you felt your father there with you was just amazing.
Yeah.
And it totally, totally touched me, so thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so sorry for
thank
your
you
loss.
So much.
Oh, poor baby. I'm so sorry for your loss. And, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, like Melissa says, it hits you. And, you know, I'm one of those people, I rise to the occasion. When my father passed away, it was like, I'm like the son my dad never had. I'm the leader of the family. I just take care of my sister and my mom. And so I don't cry. It's funny. And sometimes I almost feel guilty. Like, I don't cry over my dad all the time. Like Melissa said, there's things that trigger. But I have to say that I can only give from my perspective. And when you lose somebody, you really have to think selflessly. They're in a better place. And I hate to say that, sounds so cliche, like, oh, they're in a better place, but they are. And I'm a strong believer, sometimes people can do in heaven what they can't know, what they can no longer do on earth. And I know that. I know my dad, I can name a million things that I've seen in the last year that he's carried me and carried my family in a way that he's sick. He just couldn't do it. And my dad was like 6'5". He was a very prideful man. So, and like anybody that, and I know my best friend's mom, who was very dear to me, we lost her in May of 2008. And we saw her pass away of cancer. And cancer is my dad had congestive heart failure. Cancer's a very, it's the
evil.
Saddest way. Yeah, to see, because you know, when my dad dropped dead, and I always laugh when I say that because my dad was like crazy funny. So mm-hmm. like if I could just see him laughing like, yeah, I did drop dead. But but he dropped dead, and he used to tell me, you know, when I ask God when I go, I want to go quickly. And so when my dad dropped dead, I was like, oh, you know, it's weird, but it's like, this is how I know he wanted to go.
Here's Liz. Good morning, Liz. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning. I'm trying to control myself.
Okay.
Thank you, Michelle. I don't know. It's so ironic because this morning on my long drive to work, I have an hour-long drive, and mm-hmm. I was just remembering my mother. She passed away this August of cancer, and I'm from California, so I've not been able to spend much time with her because mm-hmm. I was in the military, and then I ended up out here, but I went back home for 3 weeks, and it's like God knew that, you know, she was waiting for all of us, and yeah, cancer is just the most horrible way because I saw her deteriorate every day, but thank God he put me there and I held her for the last 3 weeks of her life, and I saw her take her last breath, and I'm just, thank you, Michelle. You've given me hope. Like the last caller said, you've given me hope that hopefully it'll get better.
It will get better, and thank you. I mean, I'm honored. I mean, I'm flabbergasted that y'all are so gracious to me. I could only say, if you haven't lost someone, and this is once again so textbook and cliche, really, like, and I know especially younger kids, I don't know if they're in school, if they're not listening, your parents, if you're blessed enough to have amazing parents, grandparents, whoever raises you, cherish them. Those memories are what will carry you for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. They will carry you. I mean, I can't even say. And my dad used to tell me just little things. Of course, you become your parents as you get older. I mean, I think a lot of us learn that. But my dad used to say, unfortunately, you know.
I'm not having that.
Hey, sometimes, you know, bad situations turn out to create great things.
And one last thing, advice to parents in this day and age of texting and emailing. handwritten things mean far more than you can ever imagine, especially when
nobody does it anymore, man. Go ahead and try to write two lines now on a piece of paper. Your hand starts to cramp up.
And the thing, and the thing is, once you lose them and you have something handwritten, you'll never realize how much it means to you.
Hey, Catherine, good morning. You're on
Q100. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
My mom just passed away in January, and so this is our first Christmas without her. And I just want to say thank you guys, because just yesterday I had two of my friends that I sat and had this very discussion with, because I don't even have the heart right now for Christmas. I have no energy or desire for it, but I have to, because I have a six-year-old little girl that absolutely is, you know, around this time is just loves it and wants to celebrate it. I finally got the energy. She's been asking to put the Christmas tree up, and we finally did it on Sunday. And there were so many things I just had to leave at certain times when we were decorating it. And I just want to say thank you, guys, because it's hard enough when you lose a grandparent or an aunt or uncle or someone, but when somebody you grew up with, like a brother or sister or a mother or father, or even whoever it is that raised you, to not have them in your life, and that's all you've known all your life, and had every Christmas, every celebration with them, to not have them there anymore to celebrate those little moments, devastate you. So it makes you feel like you're not alone to hear other people and how they handle this, because I have been fighting it for so long. And so thank you guys for this. And Melissa, I know you have had a little longer time to have to deal with this. And so I just feel like I feel better listening to you, knowing that eventually it doesn't hurt as much.
And, that's what I was just about to tell you. I'm telling you, this will be the worst Christmas. It will only get better from here, I promise you.
And hopefully everybody gets to this point where you see their presence. I mean, I can't tell you. I've been driving down 75, 85, listening to Frank Sinatra, you know, remembering my dad or whatever, and I see a truck that looks just like my dad's truck, and I mean, they're not common because he tried to, like, pimp it out, like, his style or whatever. He has, like,
didn't have those testicles on the back like intern. Did he?
No, he had, like, I don't know. He did all this stuff to his, like, red Chevy. And no lie, like, in Atlanta, I mean, I'm from Florida, Cocoa Beach, you know, there's this truck that looks so similar to him. I'm listening to Frank Sinatra, and you have those moments, and you feel their presence. And once you can get over, yeah, of course your heart's broken, of course you're grieving, but once you could get past that a little bit and think about how they would want you to be, where they would want you to be. I'm still lost from my dad passing. I mean, I'm at one of the most pivotal moments of my life without him being here, because like Melissa said, you know, to be able to talk to him about things, my dad was with me through my whole career. He was my best friend. We were, I mean, 3 hours before he passed away, he called me just because that's what he did. So it's definitely that. But when you can get past that and like the memories and you feel them, I don't know, it's just something that they're just there and they let you know in these little ways that they're there and these little things remind. It's really such a beautiful thing if you can get to that place and you can have that. It's so much more beautiful than you could ever imagine.
And that's what's helping me with my mom. You know, she's 80 and her body's starting to give out a little bit. So, and we had a conversation last time she was in the hospital, and I, you know, she said, it just really sucks getting this old. And she said, because I still feel the same as I did when I was five inside, but my body's just not doing what I want it to do. And we said, you know what? But everybody has their turn. You know, it's her turn to be old, and it's her turn for her body to break down. And it's her turn to be in the last stage of her life. Then it'll be my turn, you know? And that's what I said, it's just your turn. And eventually I'll be there, and eventually Katie will be there, and eventually we all will be there.
I will never
and
be
our there. Except for Bert. And all our children, you know? And that's another...
Eventually it's my turn for Botel.
Yeah.
This is The Bert Show.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.